Senate Committee on Veterans Emergency Preparedness to come to order. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Esteemed audience here and the public out there, I had the honor of speaking at the Heroes Memorial in Gresham, where VFW Post 180 always has a celebration there. And so what I did was, you know, all of the 8 memorials that we had of the young men, they were all men, that died, mentioned them, each one of them, and said a little something about it. And I ended with saying that these are the brave soldiers who died protecting our country in the last few years. So let us pause with respect and honor on this Memorial Day to remember those who fought, for those who gave their life, and for those who willingly stand ready today to do the same without question when the defense of freedom calls on them. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Senator Olson, you spoke somewhere on Memorial Day, too, didn't you?
I did. I spoke at the Willamette National Cemetery.
And how was that?
Exceptionally moving event, attended by some 2,000 people. Absolutely amazing. And the thing that just amazed me the most is as I was speaking, I could see the big American flag, and it was flying in the breeze, and there wasn't hardly any wind at all, but this flag was... It was amazing.
Well, thank you. Well, I spoke at the Afghan-Iraqi Memorial yesterday here in the Capitol. Same thing. It was quite moving. They went through the roll call of those Oregonians that are lost. You know, and then, of course, everybody's talking about we are now in the longest war in history. It was rather amazing in the research to look at this is that there's 2.5 million, just slightly under 2.5 million service members have served in Iraq or Afghanistan. There was just between 2.5 and 2.6 that served on the ground in Vietnam. So we will surpass Vietnam in actual boots on the ground in Afghanistan and Iraq this year. And that's more boots on the ground that served in Korea and it served in World War I. So it's an interesting set of times. Well, colleagues, we have a large and lengthy agenda today, so we're going to start at the very top, and we will begin with House Joint Memorial 18, go through the entire list, and then end with House Joint Memorial 14 we'll start with, and then go through the entire list, and end with House Joint Memorial 18 in about 3 minutes. With that, we're going to open a work session on House Joint Memorial 14, if you would please, Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Joint Memorial 14A is the one that urges Congress and the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to direct the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, Portland Regional Benefit Office, to release data regarding patient-centered community care program, the PC3 program. You'll recall the hearing last week on the 19th. There's no revenue impact and no fiscal impact.
Checklist, Madam Vice Chair.
Oh, that's not it.
Madam Vice Chair.
I don't need it. Okay.
It's been adopted.
Yes, yeah. All right. Chair Boquist, I move HJM 14A to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Madam Vice Chair, Mona Sanders moves House Joint Memorial 14A to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? Seeing none, so ordered. I did note that Senator Canope is on this bill.
That's correct, sir.
And so,
for the record,
Senator Courtney is excused. So that he's there, and he won't be coming later, so he is fully excused. With that, we're going to close the work session on House Joint Memorial 18, open a work session on House Joint Memorial. Hold on. We just did 14, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Now we're going to do 18. I'm going to open a work session on House Joint Memorial 18.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is the one that urges Congress to change the funding of veterans' health care from discretionary to a permanent direct entitlement. It's the one that we've sent to, that this body has sent to Congress several times going back this past 6 sessions, I believe.
We still don't have any money.
No revenue impact, no fiscal impact, and it was previously heard on the 19th as well.
Chair Boquist, I move HJM 18 to the floor With a be adopted recommendation.
Madam Vice Chair, Monis Anderson moves House Joint Memorial 18 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there opposition? So moved. Please note for the record that Senator Courtney is excused. With that, we're going to close the work session with House Joint Memorial 18.
I'll carry it, unless you want to carry it.
No, well, you need. I just said you need one. I'll carry if you want.
Then you're volunteering.
Sure.
I'm on the bill.
You want to volunteer?
Senator Monis Anderson.
Senator Monis Anderson would love to carry this on the floor. Look at that. People are being volunteered all over the place. As a topic that's interesting to that, with that we'll close the work session on HGM 18. But now that you raise that issue, I was surprised in doing the research that I just think it's 73% of all those that served in country in Vietnam actually volunteered and were not drafted.
How many?
73%. We drafted over 5 million. We drafted, there was almost 5 million in total service during that period, but only 2.6 million served actually in country. And of the 2.6 million that served in country, 73% were volunteers.
Wow.
Rather pretty amazing statistics.
Yeah.
Well, colleagues, we will probably have an informational meeting later on earthquakes and volcanoes that are boiling along the coast, and then we'll have an informational hearing at some point on the fuel issue and the fuel task force that we're still working on. But other than that, we do not have anything on the docket for the time being. So there we go. With that, at the call of the chair, we're adjourned. Call of the chair, we're adjourned. At the